I'm going to talk for about a half an hour from the judge's perspective on legal writing. I'm also going to tell you a little bit of inside baseball on how court chambers operate and that sort of thing. So hopefully this will be good advice for you on how to handle briefing, how to handle actually presentations and that sort of thing in court. I'm going to give you the example from our chambers. Ours is not unique. I think a lot of chambers are like this. So in the federal court system, we all have law clerks, and they're all really good. They're jobs that people long to get. There are a lot of applications for it. They're the brightest of law school classes. So all of us read everything that comes in the federal court system. In the state court system, I think the judges sure read it, but not all the trial courts have law clerks, so they don't have the same resources that we have. And so I tell you that to make sure that you understand the importance of good legal writing and getting your papers to the courts as soon as practicable so that courts can start getting ready for your hearings, getting ready for rulings. The way it works in our court, we have trials, and then we have a motion practice. And most of our month is filled with a motion practice. And so for briefs and pleadings for motions, we really don't get ready for those until a couple of days before the hearing, sometimes the day before the hearing. For trials, obviously, we're getting ready all during the month for an upcoming trial. Again, that has to do with your timing and getting your papers to us. Out of order, I have a little paper there. I put six, and I don't know why I put six. This one's six, but if a brief or a response is either allowed or required, by all means, please file one.